I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1043. Take a nap. You know, some people take naps religiously, and others can't do it or won't do it or don't do it. So which are you? I've been able to nap more as I get older, but for years, I really couldn't because if I napped, I might as well just go to bed for the evening. It was hard to wake up. I was groggy the rest of the day. My wife, on the other hand, naps daily and feels refreshed and ready to go after about 10 or 15 minutes. But I bet you've never napped when you knew your life was in immediate danger. This podcast, T2G, is all about love. Jesus said the greatest commandments are to love God, heart, soul, mind, and strength. What he was saying was not a little bit, but a lot of bit with all we've got. And we show that love by how we care for others. There are a couple of examples of God lovers apparently sleeping in the face of great crisis and the threat of personal harm. Daniel in the Old Testament. Daniel won't bow down to the idol, and he gets tossed in the den with the demonic kitties, and he spends the night there. And when the king returns in the morning, Daniel seems to have had a restful evening with the lions. He's not stressed, he's not sleep-deprived, he's not worried. He's trusting God no matter the outcome. And that's the key, my friends. You see, if you have to have a certain outcome, a certain result to the story, then you won't be able to nap if you feel threatened. You'll try to control the situation and manipulate the story. This is not couch potato Christianity, but the point is, if you have done what God has asked you to do, and there's nothing more to do, then take a nap and trust God. The other classic example is from the New Testament. Jesus is in the boat with his disciples, many who were experienced fishermen, and a bad storm rolls over the hills that surround the Sea of Galilee and catches them unaware, and it's a big one. And even the water veterans are scared. What's Jesus doing? Here's the way Matthew tells the story. Suddenly, a ferocious storm came up on the lake so that the waves swept over the boat, but Jesus was sleeping. The disciples went and woke him, saying, "Save us, Lord, we're going to drown." He replied, "You have little faith. Why are you so afraid?" Then he got up and rebuked the winds and the waves, and it was completely calm. The men were amazed and asked, "What kind of man is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him." There's a lot we could say here, but notice this one detail. The disciples, who were scared spitless, had the storm calmer with them in the middle of the tempest the whole time. And they didn't even recognize it until the storm was stilled. I'm wondering if that's ever you or me, my friends. Here's the great question. Is there a storm going on around you, and you've done what's yours to do? And now is the time not to worry or to control or to panic, but instead to take a nap. Let's pray. Lord, you are God and we are not. We can't control all the lions or the storms that come our way, but we can face them in faith. Even resting, because we're confident in your love and our eternity. Thanks, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1044, and in the meantime, the lions are coming and the storm is brewing. Those moments can destroy us or define us. Dr. Michelle Bingston wrote, "If our eyes are on the storm, we will wonder if he loves us. But if our eyes are on the cross, we will know he always has and always will. He promised his peace, the very peace that allowed him to sleep through the storm, because he knew who he was and whose he was. Our attitude during the storm directly impacts the outcome, even if only the outcome of our heart." Paul wrote to the Philippians, "Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your heart and your mind as you live in Christ Jesus. It is when we make the choice to not worry, but instead pray about our needs and be thankful for all God has done, that we will then experience his peace even in the midst of the storm. God will see you through." Podcast family, by all means, do what's yours to do. But when that doing is done, then why not just trust God and take a nap?